One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know what I have been reminded of recently? More often than not, wrestling companies should just do exactly what fans want. I don't mean that one guy on Reddit who's all like, Roman Reigns is over pushed and should be on the mid card. I'm not talking about listening to every single thing. But when you can feel it deep down in your tum-tum and you know it's a good idea, just get out the fictional gun and pull the trigger. Because there are some things that are just so obvious and just so simple, why the hell wouldn't you do it? Putting Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole on the same pay-per-view, having Mankind win the WWE title all the way back in 1999, or if we come into September 2021, take someone like Big E Langston, as he used to be known, a beloved babyface character that we all want to do well, and crown him as your brand new champ. And given that last one did go down, WWE has just given us fans exactly what we needed. Why? Here's why. Now, there is always some criticism because wrestling, but I do not care. Whatever the reason WWE decided to hotshot this, and I'm sure we do know the reason, but I'm not going to worry about it today. Sometimes you just have to accept and enjoy what you're given. And if you were like me, I bet you had a few days when you were worrying about wrestling going, man, they're never going to give Big E his due. What am I going to do? So many times WWE has done something like this, and too often it never goes anywhere. So without even knowing it, subconsciously, you almost build a security wall around yourself just so you're not too disappointed. Doesn't mean you can't get excited, and doesn't mean you have expectations, but then if it doesn't go down, you're like, ha ha, bullets are hitting me, but my steel outer has kept me safe. But this is not the case today, though, because after Randy Orton had been defeated by Bobby Lashley, Big E walked to the ring and he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He defeated Bob to become the WWE champion, and I'm going to keep it nice and simple to you. It made me so happy, and it reminded me why I flubbin' love wrestling. This, though, my friends, is exactly the whole point. Now, it doesn't all of a sudden mean you do nice things every single damn week. A book wouldn't do it, a movie wouldn't do it, a song wouldn't do it. You have to have the sad times so that we can enjoy the high moments even more. But I actually think sometimes WWE goes too far in the opposite direction, trying to do swerves or being like, oh man, we need heat. Where's a bad guy? Every time you sit down to watch wrestling, the sole goal should be to entertain you. So if your favorite wrestler is being dropped on their ass over and over again, after a while, you're like, well, this isn't very much fun, is it? So moments like this should be the exception, whereas moments that we experienced around about 24 hours ago should absolutely be the rule. It's why when certain people go, well, that was too obvious, I start scratching my bald head. Do you go to a rom-com and get mad that the two people in it get together? Do you go watch a murder mystery and then freak out afterwards because you find out who the murderer was? Of course you don't. Every now and then, once more, you can do that. But by and large, the audience who is going to see this needs a payoff. Because that's how you invest and how you find yourself being happy later on down the road. And I know, there's every chance we do get to Extreme Rules and WWE does something stupid like take the gold off of Big E, but I am going to stand on the side of hope this one and hope that we actually give him a long, proper reign. Because seeing a good dude get to the top of the mountain and doing it completely his own way just makes me feel overwhelmingly satisfied, especially when you look at the differences between Raw and SmackDown. Now, I'm not a massive fan of the brand split, but you've got Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion at the moment, who is like the destroyer heel, you can't beat me. And that's basically what Bobby Lashley was. So tying into everything we've already talked about, can't we have a champion who is just peaches and cream and love? I say yes. I still think eventually at some point Big E is going to have to defeat Roman, because otherwise you're going to get the argument of, well, he just ran away from Fridays and he went to Mondays. But really, this just comes down to booking. WWE wants to do Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. They want to do Roman Reigns versus The Rock. And you're going to have to get through all of those before you even get to another opponent that may actually be able to beat him. So what did we do? We surveyed the situation and asked ourselves, well, what would our fan base enjoy? We came up with an idea which was absolutely on the money, and we made sure it happened. It also means that I'm more than likely to come back next week. And I know I'm always going to come back next week because it's my job. But even if it wasn't, if one of my guys wins the big one, Have a guess what I want to see in 7 days. What's the fallout? What's going to happen? Who's he going to feud with? What's the damn match? It's not like this is groundbreaking or anything different. We just did what any obvious story would tell you to do. But look at me. Look at me right now. I'm elated. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. I'm over the moon. If you go and watch Ups and Downs, I'm wearing a stupid costume. And I did that because it just made me feel alive, which once more ties into my entertainment product. That's what it should be doing for all of us. It shouldn't be banging you over the head every single day. So you're like, I don't want to do it anymore. But because you're a sadist, you tune back in. And the argument to this is always going to be, well, we can't do things like this every week because we'd run out of things to do. And you are absolutely correct. But the comparison of this is if you're watching a TV show and you decide, well, they're not killing off people every single week, why the hell would I bother to watch? That's what we build to eventually. But in the interim, you come up with other intriguing ideas that do keep you interested and keep you coming back for more. And don't tell me WWE can't do this. I've seen it on SmackDown. SmackDown does it wonderfully, and really, wrestling in general is doing a terrific job. I mean, look at something like AEW. As I mentioned those three initials too, yes, I'm sure there was some blowback from the fact that Dynamite actually beat Raw in some of the demos last week, so like, we gotta do something. But actually, if you start surveying the internet, there's other people that say, no, that's not true at all. They always plan for Big E to win on this evening, but I don't care. All I need to worry about is the fact that Big E is now the WWE champ. The point is, it's irrelevant. Look at the reaction today, and then go look at the reaction last week. It is like night and day, and this should be what the creative team is doing. They should now be sat down and going, okay, well, we can't do another title change next week, but what can we do in order to elicit the same response? And there's plenty of things. It's professional wrestling. There's no rules. If you want to debut a goat character next week, that's right, Gary the Goat, you can do it, and we'll all go crazy, but nobody else is going to stop you. Go, Gary. It's just all about varying degrees of intensity. And sure, we're right up here at the moment, which is Ultimate Babyface wins the title, but look how much space I've left. Just plug something in. Given that we have got all of these examples where WWE has kind of butted heads with the fans as well, like Roman Reigns round one or Hell in a Cell 2019, or pretty much everything we do in Saudi Arabia, if I were them, I would be going out of my way to create more of these in order to address the balance. It's like Star Wars. Because a happy audience is one that keeps coming back because, again, it makes you feel good. I mean, you know this is true. It's the reason people get fat, because no matter how many times you eat some pizza, it always tastes absolutely delicious. If you want to get into the whole war as well, I think it was absolutely imperative that WWE did hit a home run, because there's been so many home runs elsewhere in wrestling. And in fact, there are so many home runs at the moment, the next time we don't get one, I'm probably going to throw a tantrum, because again, your expectation starts to slide. You'll be shocked to hear that I have the ability to watch both programs and enjoy them equally. I know, what a crazy world I'm living in. But it's been quite clear that Tony Khan has been in give the fans what they want mode. So now I'm hoping Vince McMahon has gone give the fans what they want, and I can just keep getting what I want like a selfish child at Christmas. The key is go and do it again, and then go do it again, and then go do it again. And then after all that, if you want to do something that punches me right in the gut and makes me cry, you can. But ensure you grab me by my coattails and then raise me back up to where I wanted to be. It's called good storytelling, or it's called professional wrestling. Somebody from WWE is watching this. They'll be freaking out now, going, no, it's called sports entertainment. Call it whatever the flubble sticks you want. Just make sure it hits me right in the face.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.